Blog Talk Radio.
I assume we're on. This is the Recruiting Animal, and it's the Recruiting Animal Show.
The werewolf is neither man nor wolf, but a satanic creature with the worst qualities of both. And do you expect me to believe that a man so afflicted actually becomes a wolf under the influence of the full moon? I'm afraid, sir, that I gave up my belief in goblins, witches, personal devils, and werewolves at the age of 6.
Hey, I guess we're on. So, I can't see anybody. I don't know who's out there, so I'm just going to start talking. I don't even know really how to answer the calls. I'm going to have to figure that out as we go. So, first thing I want to talk about, I want to give a greeting to little baby Liam. Zoe Goldfinger, or Gold Ring, the micro chick, who was a pioneer of the recruiting blog field, had a baby. But you know what? Those recruiters' kids, they're not really that nice, I have to tell you. I go over to Jason Davis's place, and sitting on the couch with the kid, he says, "How much are you earning?" Anyway, the problem here is, anybody calling me in? It's a bit strange without any messages. But I'm going to go on. I'll just talk. I'll do my monologue. The thing is, I was reading Bulldozer's blog. He's got a ton of people there saying how fantastic recruiting blogs are. But really, if you read closely, they all admit that there's really nothing much there. So I'm just going to go through those things. And you know what? I'm just going to go to my switchboard and see if there's anyone calling in. Can you hold on 1 second? Hang up, hang up, hang up. Okay, there's people calling, but they're hanging up. So I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, I'll go to the issue here. If there was a lot of blogs, if recruiting blogs were really that big, Microsoft would have more than 2 recruiting blogs. Southwest Airlines, I don't know if you've checked out their website. They've got Jason Davis sent me a message. He said he can hear me on the telephone, but not on the speakers. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, Southwest Airlines, they've got a really nice blog. They've got a lot of different streams in it. They've got one from recruiters. They've got one from engineers, I think, pilots, maybe stewardesses as well. It's really not well attended. It's something to see. It's something in potential. But if it was really good, then you might have a lot of them. Let me see. Dave Mendoza tells me there's a lag. Well, you know what? This is the Internet. What can I do? He says he can hear me on the computer, but there's a lag. Sorry, it's the first time. There's going to be a lot of gaffes. But in the meantime, I don't see anyone calling in, so I got to apologize about that. I'm not sure how to use the technology yet. Really, excuse me. Anyway, I want to talk a bit about Southwest. That is a really nice blog. They've got so many different streams, but it's just not used. And look at Microsoft, as I said. There's 2. You got Heather. She's talking about her kitchen a lot of the time. I read her. I like her. But that's one marketing blog, and then one blog for everything else. Really doesn't indicate that there's a lot happening there. If there was, I got to coordinate. I'm getting messages from a few different places, and it's kind of confusing. Never done it before. We'll get going in a few minutes, I'm sure. Anyway, so with back to Microsoft. Back to Microsoft. I mean, it's one of the biggest companies in the world. So really, they've got one technical recruiting blog. They've got a lot of employee blogs, but really, if recruiting blogs had arrived, like it sort of said, if they were empowered, if they were industry partners, like it says on Dave Mendoza's blog, then there'd be like 1,000 recruiting blogs or hundreds from big corporations. They just don't exist. And really, that's the end of the argument. I mean, there's really nothing else to say. Jason was telling me that when he goes down to these recruiting conferences at ERE, nobody knows. Nobody reads recruiting blogs. 99% of the people do not read recruiting blogs. Now, I think blogs are great. I spend a lot of time blogging, but you know what? Just like Colin Kingsbury said last week in a project I did with Dave Mendoza, he said recruiting blogs are in their infancy, and it's really true. So I don't see how anyone could argue any other way. I'm looking for calls. I'd really like someone to call in. So let me see. just going to check my call sheet. Let's see. I'm just going to try to tune. Anybody in there? Looks like I'm just trying to tune somebody in. Sorry. Anybody on yet? I'm trying to tune everybody in if you're calling in. Sorry about the confusion. First time. Anybody there?
Michael, Stephen Rothberg.
Stephen Rothberg. Okay, so, you know, I've been blabbing a while. You say. Actually, I'll just introduce that Stephen has collegerecruiter.com, and John Sumser gave him as an example that recruiting blogs have arrived because, well, according to John, you do all of your, or a great deal of your marketing online. So shoot.
Well, yeah. John overstated it. we do not do all of our marketing online. I definitely saw that comment. I would say that the blogging is a substantial part of our marketing efforts, but it's definitely not our sole marketing efforts. And I think anybody who puts all their marketing efforts into any one basket needs to have their head examined. But in any case, Michael, I think that from my perspective, what blogging has done for us is it's helped us create a wealth of content on our site. It's incredibly easy and inexpensive in terms of time and money to get a lot of articles from a wide variety of people added to your site.
Yeah, but the question is, have recruiting blogs arrived? Are they a major influence in the industry? I don't know if you didn't get the questionnaire, but what did it say? Are blogs a big part of viral marketing? Are blogs influencing the vendors to the recruiting industry so that they are now no longer journals but industry partners? And you know what? Sorry, I can't remember the first question. There were three questions. But, you know, I say no. They're nowhere near. And if you're indicative of it, you're, what did John say? You're an early adapter. You're definitely not representative of a huge movement.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I actually have not seen nearly as much growth in the past year in the recruiting blogosphere as I had anticipated. I thought that by this time, most of the Fortune 500 would have bloggers like Dennis Smith, that maybe they weren't blogging on the corporate site like the Honeywell people are, but that you'd have recruiters out there that would be identifiable with most of the Fortune 500 and that candidates could seek those people out. Those corporations would be learning how to blog and what works and what doesn't. You know, I think looking back a year ago to and then comparing it to where we are today, you know, it's a field that's dominated almost entirely by third-party recruiters, which is fine, but there are very, very few corporate recruiters, and I just don't talk to any at conferences.
Let me just see. Go ahead. Is anybody else there, too?
Michael, it's Carl Chapman with CEC Service.
Carl, you're going to have to wait. So I'm just going to finish off with Steve. So just this is the key point.
Can you hear me?
Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking to the corporate guys, and what do they say about blogs?
They don't see how they have time in the day for it.
Yeah, okay. And they don't want to pay anybody just to do that, right? They don't want to hire a communications guy and have him work part-time on the blog. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, they're not willing to spend $175 on a job posting ad. They're sure as heck not going to be willing to spend money on having somebody write blog articles that if the VP of HR has never been to a blog and doesn't understand what a blog is.
Yeah, okay, so those guys don't even know what's happening from, like, scratch. Hey, there's a fire engine going by here. I don't know if you can hear it. Anyway, okay, so, Steve, I'm just going to leave you on. But I'm going to give Carl a chance. I know Dave Mendoza is there, too. Carl, he's the man. He's going to defend blogs. And hold on. Now, Steve's on my side. I just want you to see that, right? Steve, you're on my side, right?
I always am.
Okay. He's Canadian. He's a Canadian. He has to be. Okay, Carl, the restaurant guy, this is your chance.
Well, that's fine. I agree with some of what Steve has said, and I agree with some of what you've said. It's obvious to me that most of the bloggers in the recruiting blogosphere are third-party guys, and I think that's because our organizations are flatter and we don't have to worry so much about red tape and getting things passed through legal channels before we put it out there for people to read. Look at the brouhaha created by Jason Goldberg with the layoff post that he did. And I can tell you that I think the majority of Fortune 500 companies are shaking in their boots at how to even begin to think about using blogs in a positive way. They're so concentrated on the negative.
Okay, let me get to the point. You're backing off, right? You're no longer saying that blogs are empowered, blogs are here, blogs are a major influence in the recruiting industry. You're with Steve. The corporate guys are not getting on board. Is that right?
I said the corporate guys aren't getting on board.
Yeah, well, there's how many – actually, you know what? Whenever we talk about the third-party recruiters, they say, what about Harry Joyner? He's got a great blog. That's true. There's not many like him. How many third-party recruiters? There's you. We know about you. Who else?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's my point. You don't know. You know what? Dave Mendoza, I'm going to bring him on in a sec, but he sent me an email this morning. He said, look, you said that, you know, people who read my blog and take away that, you know, recruiting blogs are a huge influence in the recruiting industry, that they're gullible. That's true, because there's people who want to make, like, a lot of boosterism about blogs, and they're just not there. And you know what? Speaking about what Steve just said, when he's talking to these senior guys in the corporations, they might never get there, because what about that, you know, Chevy Tahoe thing, where Chevy said you could make your own advertisement for the Tahoe, and who comes in? A bunch of environmentalists, and they take over the site, essentially. And if you've got a recruiting blog, I've never seen it happen on Microsoft, but why shouldn't a bunch of people who are mad at your company come in and leave a lot of nasty comments on your recruiting blog? You need a public relations guy just to manage the flack, it seems to me. So I don't think they're going to get involved. Got a comment on that? Steve, you can come in too, or anybody else if you're there.
I have a comment.
Who are you?
I'm David Manister.
Oh, Dave, baby.
How's it going?
Come on.
Well, I've had, you know, we at EDRE we have a lot of contacts with corporate recruiters, and we've had multiple circumstances, instances where they've been censored by their own internal legal departments, where they post things up that are frank and about their experiences.
On EDRE?
Yeah, on EDRE, and
okay.
They get in trouble. It does happen, and I know that a lot of corporations out there have that concern with blogs. You know, big organizations are risk-averse. And having someone out there who can say anything is a risky proposition for a lot of companies.
Okay, so it's not going to happen. First of all, you're
I'm
saying...
I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm saying that it takes a special kind of organization to kind of let go of that control and trust their employees are going to protect them in a good light.
Okay, Dave. It's not happening now. That's what I hear from you. That's what I hear from Carl. That's what I hear from Steve. And really, it seems like this whole legal issue or someone saying something wrong is going to inhibit them. Why should it change in the future? That's the question.
I agree that it's not happening yet. I think that everything takes time to, you know, every media type that's, you know, the Internet, everyone thinks it happened overnight. It took decades before it really caught on and became big.
No.
Blogs, Yeah.
No, they created it in the 60s for the military, and then, boom, as soon as it became open to the public, it went crazy.
It was created in the 60s, and it didn't become open to the public and in wide use until the late 90s.
No, the early 90s is Anthony J. Meany introduced me to the Internet in the early 90s. I got to tell you, it grew by leaps and bounds. But we'll argue about that later.
But that's 30 years later.
Well, it wasn't old. They kept it for military purposes. But let's not talk about that. I want to stay on topic. You're saying that maybe in the future these corporate guys are going to let the blogs go, right?
I'm saying that, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Carl is not even agreeing with himself. Steve Rothberg, he's not agreeing with Carl, and now he's got you against you as well.
No, you're changing the argument.
I'm changing the argument. Hold on, I want to see, is anybody else there right now who wants to get in? Dave Mendoza said he was here, but I don't hear him now. Dave?
That was me before.
Okay.
That was Manister.
That was Manister. Okay, so, Carl, go ahead, shoot.
The majority of business in this country is small business, not corporate monolithic organizations.
Yeah?
So the fact that Fortune 500 companies are risk-averse and haven't adopted blogs doesn't mean that blogs don't have influence. It doesn't mean, and if they never learn how to adopt them and use them well, it doesn't mean that blogs aren't going to have a tremendous amount of influence.
Recruiting blogs? We're in the recruiting industry, remember? That's what we're talking about here.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so give me an example. First of all, let's talk about third-party recruiting blogs. Most third-party recruiting blogs, they don't want to spend the time either. You must spend a lot of time on your blog. I do. I lose money screwing around with my blogs.
Wow, that's not a good decision for
you. No, but what about you?
I make money with
mine. How much time do you put into your blog?
How much time?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 5 or 6.
Be honest.
Pardon me?
Be honest.
Yo, be honest, yeah.
Yeah, maybe 5 or 6 hours a week between the two of them.
That's it? Okay. Well, I just think most guys can't write, and most people won't want to write either. It takes a lot of time. So I don't think third-party guys, I think if they would have been on board already. But that's another story. Anybody else want to argue, or do you guys have anything else to say, or is, like, the show over already?
This is Stephen Rothberg.
Hey.
Anytime you want.
Pardon me?
I said, if you get to frame the argument and restate what we...
Well, what's the argument? I'm using Dave Mendoza. You know, like, he sent me this email this morning that I was, a real nasty guy for, taking a shot at him. But really, he's getting a huge publicity from this. We're using his argument. He had three questions, and one of them was that, blogs are industry partners. They've moved from journal to industry partner. Really, and you know what? Look at Russell Glass. I got to tell you, he even mentioned me as a big mover of people to Zoom. I know it's not true because I see my hits and outclicks and stuff like that. I really appreciated it, but he doesn't have a blog. Martin Burns, I think at Zoom, has a blog. It's not really a big deal, and his only evidence that blogs are influencing him as a vendor is that he used a few bloggers as beta testers for Zoom. That's not an argument. I don't see any industry partnership. Does anybody see it?
I do, actually. This is David again. And, there's different circles of influence within any group of people. There are people who are just connected. In our industry, it's people who are at all the conferences, people who participate in a lot of the online discussions, who's a lot of the consultants as well. And I think that the kind of the talent on conference was a great example of that, where there's a lot of people who just are everywhere and are influencers who are in one place at one time. And I think that the blogs have a very disproportionate influence on those people.
On the vendors. You got to give some examples, though.
It's not necessarily the vendors. It's
okay.
The connectors.
Well, give me some practical examples.
A practical example?
I mean, you want to show me, here's an example of the influence. I can't see it. Obviously, Russell Glass didn't give an example. Neil Bruce from Monster didn't give an example.
I think that the blogosphere shook Jobster when they, basically started leaking the news about the layoffs before they were ready to happen.
That's not – it didn't influence him as a vendor of technology. I mean, what happens in a community? If you're in a small town and the big shop is closing up, everybody gossips about it. That's all that happened there.
And then
well,
he took
you,
a shot.
You can discount it as insignificant, but it changed the entire way that that was perceived.
Okay. Does that mean the blogs are an industry partner? Come on, Dave. Anybody else? Yeah, sorry, I just got...
This is Stephen, and I would add to what David said about Jobster. I think it was pretty clear after all the shit hit the fan that Jason Goldberg had some second thoughts about how he shared the information, how much he shared, the way he phrased it. And I think it ended up becoming a bit of a growing experience for him that I think he still strongly believes in transparency, but I think he understands that there need to be limits.
You know what? I'll just stop you right there. He wasn't transparent. That's the problem in his case. He was taken to task for saying, don't worry about anything, nothing's wrong, and then he laid off a bunch of people. So his problem was not transparency. He was transparent in that video, which I really liked when he, attacked Monster. It was funny. I got a kick out of it. But he wasn't transparent about the layoffs, not at all. And not only that, there was one of the people who were laid off, a marketing girl. I can't remember. I linked over from Joel Cheeseman. Something licious, electrolicious. She said they knew a month in advance that they were going to be let go. Why didn't he just say that? I mean, he wasn't transparent. I would say that was his problem. He wasn't transparent. And what you're saying, I'll give you guys a break here. If in the future, when people are going to lay off in the recruiting field, and they think we're going to seize upon it, with gossip essentially, because we didn't know what was going on. It was all rumors, all guessing. Then they might do it a little differently. But that's kind of an industry partner. But what Dave meant was people who were helping them shape the product. And I don't think that's happening now. And you guys aren't giving me any examples whatsoever. And I'm just wondering if anybody else is trying to get on. You can send me an instant message on Messenger, recruiting_animal@hotmail.com. Or you can call. I can see that it looks like there's about 5 callers, but I've never used this technology before, so I can't hear them. So it's just the 3 of us, 4 of us now, right? Carl's still on?
I'm still here.
Dave Manister?
Right here.
Steve Rothberg?
Yo.
Okay, well, I can have up to 5 people. So if we get more, one of you guys might have to leave, or I'll have to leave and you can talk, right?
Can you hear me?
Who am I talking to?
Harry.
Harry! Okay, everybody, Harry Joyner, the marketing headhunter. We have to give him a break. We talked about you a second ago.
It was all good. I appreciate it.
You're one of the few third-party guys. I'll tell something else, though, too. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to talk to Harry. He's a real fun conversationalist. People might find him through his blog, but once they start doing business with him, it's because he's a smart guy, and he's a funny guy. So, the blog might draw in business. I'm going to give him credit for that. He's really... got a lot of smarts with that, but closing the business is on the other end. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, you called roll, and I said here.
Okay, well, you're going to say something?
But I said it.
Let me ask you a question. Are recruiting blogs industry partners? Are they, real propagators of viral marketing? And I can't remember the third question, I'll tell you the truth. Have they arrived? Are they empowered?
Well, the fact that, let's look at our terms here. Have they arrived? Look, what does arrived mean? Are we on the map, however, peripheral or on the outside of the
peripheral means
like
not arriving
solar system we may be? Absolutely. The fact that we exist and we're online and people read our stuff and people refer to us and we even
who
refer
refers to
ourselves.
To us?
That
people.
That means that we've arrived. Now the second issue is a different issue. It's are we a major influence? I don't think it matters, right? I mean, the question really is, at the end of the day, who's your target market? Who's your target reader? I don't write for other recruiters. I mean, occasionally I do. I have posts that are sort of, thoughtfully posited for other recruiters, but those are anomalous, really and truly. My reader is the interactive marketer, right, is the multi-channel marketer. And so the first thing that you have to ask yourself is what do you want your blog's editorial platform to be? You've got to have a list of things that you'll say and a list of things that you won't say. It doesn't have to be a formal list, but you have to know what your blog is essentially about, and you have to understand who the blog is being written for, and then we get into the marketing issue of how do you exactly expect that blog to make money vis-a-vis the procurement process your customer has.
Harry, 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 this is not you. You know, you're talking, you know, very, I don't know, professionally. This is not like our conversations. So I'm going to move you.
I mean, seriously, your guys on the phone are asking a lot of very thoughtful questions about, you know, are blogs, are they moneymakers? Well, shit, yes, they're
Hold on. No, that's not the question.
Well, that's...
I never disputed that. Let me just move us to the question. The question is not, are they moneymakers? Are there 1,000 or 10,000 guys like you, third-party recruiters, making money with them? I would say no. I mean, like,
Hell no.
Okay, well, that answers the question. That's the question.
It doesn't matter, okay? I mean, seriously, if everybody here on the call has a pencil and an envelope in front of them, you draw a bell curve, right? And there's something called a technology adoption life cycle, which absolutely positively applies to any kind of technology you can think of. And going across left to right is techie, visionary, conservative, skeptic, laggard. That's it. That's the technology adoption life cycle that model has applied ever since, you know, the hardware and desktop software industries got started back in the late 60s. And I would say to anybody that's on this call, you're a visionary or you're a techie. You got into it because it was fun. It was a cheap marketing mechanism. It was a great way to get a shitload of traction. And that was good enough for me. I had a little bit of time on my hands. I had a bias to write, you know, and I went for it. But I guarantee you, okay, I absolutely guarantee you that 36 months from now, we will be moving from visionary to conservative, then skeptic, then laggard. That'll be it, and we'll move into mainstream with blogs. And it's just like Sherman said when he marched into Atlanta, it's best to have been the firstest with the mostest.
Firstest with the mostest. But what if you're the firstest with the leastest?
No, well, right now I've got...
Most blogs aren't good.
Okay, well, right now I've got 240 posts on my blog. I've been blogging for the better part of 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
And my traction in search engines is incredible, right? My targeted keywords are e-commerce recruiter, management recruiter, marketing headhunter, and marketing recruiter. I dominate those rankings. That doesn't mean I'm number one on all three search engines for every single one of those terms, but it means that I'm definitely on page one, and it means I'm usually number one or two or three on any one of those search engines for any one of those search engines.
You know, Harry would be a good politician because he changed, you know, he's interesting, but he changes the topic, right? So what you're saying, though, everything you're saying.
What you asked initially was, have blogs arrived?
Yeah.
If you're asking me, have blogs arrived, I can't see not blogging.
No, they've arrived for Harry Joyner. They've arrived for Carl Chapman. They haven't arrived for Dave Manister, and they haven't arrived, period, in any big way.
Well, it's certainly not because Dave Manister doesn't have a teachable point of view, okay? If they haven't arrived for Dave Manister, then Dave Manister...
Did Dave Manister speak for Dave Manister?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. You just told us that your guys are choked.
Well, no. What I said was is that sometimes large corporations have a risk-averse approach to airing, to giving their employees free rein on the internet.
Okay.
I think that Harry's exactly right here. The question that was originally asked is has the blogosphere arrived as a collective group? And the blogosphere is not a collective group. The blogosphere, the recruiting blogosphere, is a whole bunch of individuals, each of which has their own objectives. And if Harry's meeting his objectives, then he's going to be blogging.
All right, Ray. You know, you guys, did the hula hoops arrive? Did the hula hoops arrive? Everybody had a hula hoop, right? Or skateboards, right? They're big. They joke about them on TV. I never heard anybody talk about recruiting blogs on TV or even in business. Jason Davis, like, he's the god of recruiting blogs, right? He goes to your conventions, and he says nobody knows what a blog is. They never read them.
So
and
what?
I'll say something else.
That's,
here,
you're,
let me.
You're early in the process. You're early in the process. You're asking if it's arrived when you're early. Well, the blogs are early in the process.
Well, okay.
It has to be demonstrable art return on investment for the time and energy that people spend on them. And very few people at the moment are showing that return. So when they're able to demonstrate it more, people will start following them.
Yeah, and let me tell you.
Who is that?
Blogging is actually a less meaningful part of a company's employment branding, like let's call it marketing mix. Because frankly, it's just completely inconsistent with how the company would normally present itself in any other marketing media. Okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Companies like Whole Foods, right, or Starbucks, or Microsoft, or Google, those companies make sense to maintain blogs because they're hip, they've got a teachable point of view on stuff, they are positioning themselves as visionaries in their particular categories. If Aflac came on with an employment blog, I think it would be less impactful.
What company?
And the reason that it would be less impactful is because the typical person that wants to go into insurance is not as rabid a reader, right, as into their interests as somebody who wants to go to work for Whole Foods.
So let me just say what you're saying. First of all, Whole Foods does not have a recruiting blog, okay?
Whole Foods chairman blogs.
Yeah, he's got a blog. You know what?
That's a recruiting blog.
No, okay. You know what? I got to tell you, you talked to Amitai Gavertz. We did some research recently. We did a project with Dave Mendoza. We did some research, and we looked at, and Amy pointed out to me that the chairman's talking about why you should work there, why it's a great place to work. They have no blog talking about that on a regular basis. So, I mean, like recruiting blog. If that's a recruiting blog, it's pretty indirect. If that's a recruiting blog, every engineering blog, like IT Intel, they've got a bunch of engineers talking to engineers. I think that's a great parcel of a recruiting blog. If you can tie a recruiting blog to an engineering blog, that's great. But it's not a recruiting blog. A recruiting blog is a blog written by recruiters.
Internal recruiters like Heather. So we're going to use Heather.
Heather works for Microsoft, doesn't she?
No, I understand. But, you know, is Heather the model here?
I don't know. I would say the jobs blog is one model. The point is there aren't any. That's my whole point. Corporate recruiting blogs, where are they? They don't exist. They have not arrived. They're not industry partners. Case closed.
All right. I agree. There's a few good examples out there.
Okay. Give me some.
There's Heather. There's Jobs Blog. There's Dennis.
That's three.
I'm not saying there's a lot out there, but they are.
Okay. Yeah, okay. There's a model to follow, right? That's all. You guys
have one as well.
You guys, okay. Okay, you're agreeing with me. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, I...
just because there's 30,000 blogs
gotta start somewhere.
About knitting doesn't make the knitting blogosphere some tremendous thing that we should aspire to. Nobody reads 30,000 blogs. It only takes one or two good blogs to have an influence.
It's not a force in the industry. You know what? If Cuba is the only communist country in North America.
Yes, it is. Bullshit, animal. I'm going to take you on right there.
Okay, go on, yeah.
You're saying it's not a force in the industry, and I'm saying it is, okay? You know, if you contract a virus and it's one cell, right, and you've got 9 gazillion cells in your body, you got a problem, okay? It's the size of the influence that the little unit wields. And so I would say the very fact that recruiting.com is out there and the fact that, I mean, people know that recruiting bloggers exist, it's influential. It's had an impact, and the impact will grow.
Well, yeah,
right?
The problem is
I'm not saying that, you know, everybody is on board. Clearly, everybody is not on board with it.
Yeah,
okay? That's not the way this works. Mm-hmm. You know, we're probably in the top of the second inning of this whole thing.
You're asking two different questions. First, you're asking, are recruiting blogs influential?
Yep.
And then second, you're asking, are they achieving goals? Are they recruiting?
No, I didn't ask that. I didn't ask that question. That's Harry. Harry and Carl, that's their answer. I didn't ask that question.
You're asking which corporate recruiters are out there using their blogs in order to join the conversation.
Uh-huh.
Corporate recruiters, generally speaking, are going to be doing that in order to do their jobs, in order to recruit, or else they're going to talk about, you know, politics or whatever else they talk about. They're not going to be doing it as recruiters. They're going to be talking about it as individuals. They're only going to be, well, not only, but they're largely going to be using, as Dennis and Heather and the Jobs blog are doing, to recruit. And that's a very different value. That's a very different goal than having influence in the recruiting industry.
You know what? I'm not talking about, like, these guys influencing the recruiting industry. I'm saying are recruiting blogs, their activity as recruiting blogs, like Harry's, are they a major influence, A, in terms of recruiting, obviously not, because we can only come up with a handful. And A and B, the question was, are they, you know, influencing the vendors to the recruiting industry in a major way? I don't know. Russell Glass said, you know, we send a few hits to his site and get some beta testers. That's not a major influence either. So
the fact that we exist is influential.
You know what? Who said that?
I did. Harry.
Well, Harry, I don't know. Come on. That's,
yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, put it to the test. What's your proof?
Well, look at the deal that Cheeseman did with Job Central. I mean, and that's just one example. You know, if I'd known you were going to ask that specific question, I probably could have done some homework in 2 minutes on Google and come up with.
You know what? I got a ton
examples.
Of examples right in front of me. I can send them to you right now from
just
from
share
Dave's
them with
site.
The class.
Yeah, but they're irrelevant. They're so small and insignificant. Like some sir, he said, well, Kevin Wheeler put blogs. There were 12 of them last year, and he got shot down. He says that's a significant example of the influence of blogs on, you know, the discussion about the industry.
Well, maybe it's an opinion thing, but I'm going to say I do think blogs are influential. I do absolutely think they're influential.
But you have no
internally
examples, right?
And externally.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're going to continue to help companies recruit. Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, let me give you an example. I made $25,000 in December
yep.
with a hiring manager's blog.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dave Mendoza used this in his talk the other day to Kennedy.
Yes,
but
he did.
But there's a lady named So Young Park
yep.
who's a hiring manager at Musician's Friend. And, in fact, this is going to appear probably in the Wall Street Journal's Career Journal Online in a day or two because
mm-hmm.
I just told Sarah Needleman about it.
Yep.
But there's a lady in Medford, Oregon, which, believe me, is in the middle of nowhere, okay, up in rural Oregon, and they run Musician's Friend up there. It's the you know, it's a $250 million online merchant of guitars and amps and drums and so on. And I closed two searches in part by using the lady's blog to say, number one, Mr. Candidate, here's the lady that you're going to be working for. Isn't she cool? And number two, check out these really great pictures of the lifestyle in Medford, Oregon. Doesn't this beat Los Angeles? Couldn't you use a break? Can't you smell that air? Wouldn't it be great to see bears in your yard? And I closed two searches for two reasons, right? Number one, I was able to sell a life-work balance, okay, that the guy wasn't getting in Los Angeles, certainly in one case. And in the other case, I was able to use the blog to humanize and dimensionalize the hiring manager. They fell in love with the hiring manager because she had iTunes and stuff posted on her blog. They got an opportunity to see how she thought, how, you know, what she feared, what made her mad, what kept her up at night, and it humanized her.
Okay.
Now, maybe that's an exception. I'm sure it is an exception, right? Not everybody at every company is doing that. But mark my words, dude, 24 to 36 months from now, a whole lot more people are going to be doing it.
You know, I got to call you on something. I got to call you on something. Didn't you swear up and down last year that the end of 2006, Jobster would be called recruiting.com?
Yes.
Okay, didn't happen.
So?
So, maybe this won't happen either.
Well, maybe it will.
Okay, maybe it will. Okay. I never mentioned it before, but I had to use it now. I always had it in my back pocket.
You know what? Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
That's true.
You know
what?
I should rename JobsterRecruiting.com. It's a great name.
You know what? I think you're right. But here's an example. I was just telling Jason the other day that J.D. Jason Davis, if blogs were big, and I was a partner.
Jason's laughing. His
Jason won't come. He won't come on. He's sitting in his messages here. He's shaking in his boots.
Chicken.
I'm here. All
right. Okay.
Okay, he's there. Everybody, you know, Sumser used to say, oh, the volunteers are, you know, I wasn't a volunteer. I was a partner at recruiting.com. I knew a lot of the things were going on. We didn't get tons of offers, right? If anybody would have been smart, if blogs would have been a real thing with a URL like that, we would have had people banging in our door because I got to tell you, our hits were growing by leaps and bounds. It was unbelievable. And, nobody came after us, really. So, at least not for a long time. So that's my point.
Your point's well taken. I love blogs. I think blogs are influential. And, you know, what did I say the other day? No blog, no sale.
No blog, no sale.
That's I'm going to stand by that.
You know, there's a guy who made a comment under you.
Very good to me.
Sorry, I don't mean to talk over you. Yes, I do. But there was a guy who made a comment under you. He said he knows a guy with not only no blog, but no website. And he was a recruiter booking a million a year, right? He said, well, maybe if you had a blog, you would make $2 million.
I don't doubt that, and I know that there are a lot of old school guys, and I'm not knocking the Fordyce crowd. I'll call them the Fordyce crowd because God knows, you know, they're really, really, really good at what they do. If they had a blog, I could it possibly hurt them?
How come all the big companies like Korn Ferry, do they have a blog?
No.
Spencer Stewart, do they have a blog?
No, and let me tell you, they should.
Spherion does.
Spherion, you know what? I know their blog, but I don't know the company very. I don't know if they're here in Canada. So,
hey, let me explain, okay?
Oh, one sec. Jason Davis wants to say something.
Jason is my lunch. You know, maybe some of the recruiters at those big companies have blogs, individual blogs.
What, political blogs?
No, blogs about their business.
And they don't say what the who they are, because I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never looked.
Yeah, like if we don't know, you think they exist? If we don't know, do you think they exist?
Mike, there's probably a lot of things that exist you don't know about.
Not in the recruiter sphere. Between the four or five of us here, I'm pretty sure we know what's going on. That's my. Anybody disagree with me?
No, we probably know 90% or better of what.
Hold on, let's get the guy who owns the Fordyce Letters right here, isn't he?
What's up?
Dave Manister. Still there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay. Now, how come those guys, the Fordyce crowd,
That's a good question.
Wait, I don't understand the question.
Okay.
Why isn't the Fordyce Letter crowd blog?
I think I'll answer that.
Why? Okay. There's so many people who don't blog. Why would the Fordyce crowd be any different?
I'll tell you why I think they don't blog.
Go ahead.
It's because they're too busy making placements.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
And they haven't figured out a way to integrate, the time that you need to spend making a successful blog into, from a recruiting standpoint, you come into work and you want to make money today. You don't want to make money a year from now. And a blog platform is the kind of thing that might make you money in 6 months. So they're just not.
Okay, let me ask Harry something about that. Okay, he's running a successful blog, and I gave him all kinds of praise. He's got a really interesting personality. He's a smart guy, and he knows his business. Harry, could the average recruiter write a blog that is successful like you say yours is?
Yes.
Really?
I agree.
You,
yeah.
Jason Davis agrees?
Yeah.
Carl Chapman? Carl Chapman still there?
Absolutely.
Do you agree that the average recruiter could write a blog that, makes as much money as Harry's or serves him in the same way?
The average successful recruiter, yes.
What does that mean?
I agree with that.
What does that mean, the average successful recruiter?
There's plenty of people that become recruiters and stay for 3 months and can't hack it and they leave.
Okay, you know what? Let me comment on something that reminds me about. You hear this figure, I'm going to say St. Jimmy Durbin. Oh, there's 300 blogs I read every day. There are not 300 recruiting blogs. I don't know how many Papa John Sumser has on his list right now, but half of them are dead. So, they're dying too. They're hard to maintain. Blogs are hard to maintain. I'll add that. So, Carl, I got to criticize you while you're on air, okay? Are you ready?
Keep on it, buddy.
He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy, but he doesn't have the guts to be funny on his blog. He's funny in his comments, right, on other people's blogs. Now, is that a symptom, even at this level, this guy's dedicated to blogging. He says making him money. Is that a symptom of what we're talking about? Anybody? Or maybe you don't agree with me.
What was the question again?
I don't agree with you.
He's a funny guy. I laugh whenever I read his comments, right? It's a compliment, but he doesn't write the same way on his blog because he's afraid of making somebody upset, and maybe that's the whole issue.
No, I'm animal.
Yeah.
Do you think that your blog is helping you recruit people?
No, I don't use that blog to recruit people.
Exactly, and I don't use my blog to be funny.
Okay. Okay.
Use your blog to be funny.
Okay. is there anybody else? I don't know. You know what? I think this is like an audience of five people, and everybody's talking. I don't know. Big success for the show. The first, this is a historic. I just want to say, you guys, Harry took the words out of my mouth, although I was going to use them as a joke, that you guys are the visionary thought leaders. You're way ahead of the crowd. John Sumser said you're light years ahead of everybody else, making way more money than all the other recruiters. Because you're here. So, congratulations. Anybody want to talk anymore, or are we done?
So when do we get our check?
Yeah, right.
You're still here, hey? I recognize your voice.
So what did
you left Canada. You betrayed our country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll have you know that I spent the better part of last week in Edmonton cheering on Mark Messier's retirement.
So. Oh, nice. What was the temperature there?
It was about minus 20.
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
At that point, it's just about the
same. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Right, okay. So are we done? Should we close off?
You know, this is Stephen. I have something to add about, what you were saying a minute ago. I definitely agree that there are not nearly enough corporate recruiters who are blogging. I really thought that there would be a lot more by this point. And I don't recall who it was, but it was Carl or somebody who was saying that, 24 months from now, 36 months from now, I think there are going to be a lot more. We could have twice as many 24, 36 months from now, and that'll bring us to 4 or 5.
Let's talk about that. Why would they blog?
No, I disagree with that. I do disagree with that. And here's why I disagree with that. I'm not fencing with you, but I'm sharing sort of inside information here. Shop.org, which was it's like the trade association where all the big online retailers hang out. It was in Orlando a couple of weeks ago, and the Shop.org is filled with people like Walmart.com and Amazon.com and Sharper Image and et cetera. So it's anybody that sells a ton of product online retailers. And the buzz down there was Web 2.0 and how to integrate Web 2.0, like in social networking technology, into the typical online retailing offering, right? And this same whole topic was broached out at eTail in Palm Springs about 3 weeks ago at a separate trade show to basically the same crowd. You're going to start to see, just as a matter of fact, consumers being faced with lots of opportunity online to provide, product feedback and to really leverage Web 2.0 technology.
You know what? Make it brief because I'm not following you. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that Joe Sixpack out there who buys online is going to start being exposed to a lot more interactive technology, right?
Yeah.
Including YouTube and everything else.
Yeah.
And as Joe Sixpack comes up to speed just in his day-to-day poking around on the Internet, I think these people are going to bring that into their work life, and they're going to start blogging more.
Or the average guy? Never going to happen.
The average guy, but somebody who sees a business application for it, certainly.
Okay, I don't know where you're headed with that. So, like, you're saying
what
that
I'm saying
the average
is like,
recruiter?
What I'm saying is that the typical corporate recruiter in 36 months is
going to
see much more of a need to blog, and they're going to be much more able to do it in a much more simplified way.
I don't know. How's the blog going to get people to stop watching American Idol? Because that's what they'll have to do. They've only got so much time for media. I don't know if they'll read the blog.
It's very simple.
Uh-huh.
They will stop watching American Idol when someone out there in the blogosphere, and I don't know who it's going to be, will be able to stop saying, oh, I don't really track results for my blog. I know it's really good for me, though.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to say, I spent 70 hours in the last 6 months on my blog, which is equal to, say, $10,000 in productive time.
Yeah.
And I was able to make $50,000 doing it.
Uh-huh.
My ROI on that was 400%, 500%.
Uh-huh.
That day will be the day that they can go into the conferences and start talking about it on their blogs, and they can actually say, this is the return on investment of blogging versus all of your other activities. This is how you're going to make money on this thing for yourself, for your organization, for whoever it is, and that's when things will change. And if it never happens, then, it's because...
So you're saying there has to be some dramatic success.
There has to be a demonstrable success.
Okay.
But there has to be someone who can actually show you exactly how, exactly what is capable of being achieved here in a way that people can kind of touch and feel and understand that it's not smoke and mirrors, that there's real dollars and cents being made here.
Mm-hmm.
That argument makes sense for third-party recruiters because they're going to be more ROI-focused, but typical corporate recruiters are more akin to bean counters than they are to salespeople. They are not focused on the bottom line.
We can argue about that all day, but they have budgets just like anyone else, and they have to figure out how to allocate those budgets to get results for their organization.
Yeah, but their motivations are different. If the third-party recruiters get into blogging and show how successful it is, then the corporate recruiters will follow. But you know what I think is going to happen? And I think it's going to be the employees who are going to be blogging en masse like they actually already are. And eventually, when Gen Y becomes the managers in these organizations, that's when I think that blogging is going to become a part of it, because the organizations are going to realize that they need to have a voice at the table. Their employees are all talking about the organization, and the organization needs to be able to defend itself, to modify the conversation, and to try to make it more productive.
So they'll start a recruiting blog, and they'll try to link to these other guys? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. You know, you don't see it on Facebook yet, but why not? That's a perfect place for it. Ernst & Young has a Facebook page to help it with recruiting.
Yeah.
But you don't see a bunch of Ernst & Young employees blogging on Facebook or anywhere else in a way that's identifiable. And why? My guess is because it would freak Ernst & Young out. But the day that their management gets to the point where these are the people who are the Facebook users, and they've been using it for the last 20 years, and they say, you know what, this is just part of our life. This is what we do. We post naked photos of ourselves to MySpace, and we blog on Facebook. Then they're going to start to bring that into the corporate mainstream.
But that's what I think, too.
When you've got 50-year-olds making a decision about whether to blog and not to blog, and they don't even know what MySpace is, you know, it's just not going to happen. Those people have to exit, and the 20-year-olds have to become 30-year-olds before I think this is going to become mainstream. I think
a lot of their behavior is going to change when they become 30.
Who's that? That's Steve Levy.
No, it's not.
Who is it?
I wanted you to know other people were listening.
Okay, somebody must have hung up to let you on. Who is it?
It's Lawrence Houghton.
Hey, okay, shoot, go ahead.
No, I said what I'm not. Listen, you guys are too specialized for me. I don't understand.
Okay, what was it you said?
What you're talking about?
You're going to have to kill all these old guys before blogs are popular. Is that it?
I'm saying, you know, what a 20-year-old does is not what that same person does when they hit 30.
Yeah.
So therefore, to draw a straight line between those things, it's not there. And the only other thing I think about with regards to this is, my God, you guys are arguing for the predominance of the written word over hot video, over American Idol or something. I mean, people don't like to read.
Okay, you're right. You're an author. You know it.
Well, I don't know if I know it.
Okay. Now, you're a best-selling author, right? Best-selling business author. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the.
You know what, Lawrence? You came on just at the end.
I just wanted to tell you that this thing, this system that you got here, you know, this may be one of the enabling technologies that allows this thing to do better. Because I'll tell you, I used to work in talk radio, and it did more business in terms of listeners than the newspapers did. So maybe this enabling technology will boost this thing up. Because
good. Anybody wants to sponsor the recruiting animal?
It's a lot easier to listen to you guys than it is to read, you know, all those little posts and go through 256 different posts that you have. So anyway, it was good.
Okay, we'll have it again. But Carl's still there?
Yes, sir.
Even if I got to tell you something. You challenged me. I don't recruit off my blog, but I am going to start some blogs that cater to my candidate pool. And I thought about it, and I will blog the exact same way because I think it's interesting. And I think people will either think this guy's weird or he's interesting, right? And the two aren't opposed to each other. And if I can find them a job, or if they see jobs advertised on my blog, even if they think I'm a bit loopy, I don't think that's going to stop them from calling me. So there you go. Last word. Anybody else want to say something before we go?
Yeah, Animal, you're a regular Dennis Miller. You did a super job here.
Okay, great. You're going to have to come back on again. We'll think of some topics. Lawrence, we'll have you back. All you other guys, thanks for calling. I just have to wonder if anybody else was trying to get through and we talked so much that they didn't have a chance. But thank you very much. I'll see you online. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You.